marks in here, the smarks in here, yeah.
Doom. I reference Cena so much, I'm sure you assume that I got a man crush, but I swear it's just random, not fandom. Ignore the lifelike mannequin. You can't see it, I didn't see it. Next to me in my Kia, and drive somewhere scenic to watch a sunset in Phoenix, share a box of Kleenex, to leave it in the middle of a bee's nest.
Yo, it's your boy Sean Puff. I'm here with Lionel.
Yo.
And this is Smarks, Spot Monkeys, and Super Geeks.
Boy, I smoke too much for that lung capacity you got there. God dang.
But I do too, so I don't know what it is.
Yeah, you got it. You got
that. I've been holding deeper for Hogan.
Yeah.
This is Hogan. If y'all don't see, got the Mega Power Shot. Hulk Hogan's anniversary. The anniversary of Hulkamania. Go back, look on Peacock. If you have Peacock on the network, go back and you can find this date, 1984. Go back and watch Hulk Hogan pinning the Iron Sheik. Wild, because for me, that was what did it for me to start. So
damn, I wasn't even born yet.
Right,
that's
right.
Crazy.
So we're a whole different age group. I watched wrestling. My dad would watch it Saturday mornings.
Yeah, yep.
Right? So I remember watching, it wasn't live because it happened like at Madison Square Garden,
yep,
and they showed it afterwards. So I remember watching it on TV and Hulk Hogan winning the championship and it being this whole big thing. And so
it was dope. So we're going to get into that today.
I don't want to get into that yet because I feel like we're just going to talk until we're like, all right, we got to stop.
Yeah, once that conversation starts, it's going to be hard to stop.
Yeah, it's going to be wild. But
there's a bunch of stuff going on. We got a great show for you guys. Of course, Hogan's like the meat and potatoes, but there's a few other things going on in the wrestling world that I want to make sure we touch on. So by the time you guys see this, we're going to know more about what's going on. We're recording this right now. It's 7 o'clock on a Monday night. So Raw hasn't happened yet, but everything that's going on is about Seth Rollins being injured. It looks like he tore his MCL and ACL or something like that. He's messed up, but we don't know how bad it is. And we don't know if he's going to be able to do Mania. So the questions right now are, he's the champion on Raw. What do they do? Does he hold the title till Mania, drop it at Mania? Does he win at Mania, drop it the night after Mania? Does he lose it on the way to Mania? Does Damian Priest cash in his money in the bank? There's so many different things that can go down. But we don't know. Tonight, he's going to address the universe. I'm expecting it to be right at 8 o'clock at the beginning of the show.
Okay.
So when we go off the air, we might already know what happened.
Because exactly,
I'm sure I'll
yeah.
hear it in my chats. But maybe not. Because my opinion on it is they're going to tell us. Seth's going to come out. He's going to talk about his injury. He's going to say he's good to go. Because here's the thing. Even if they say that he can't go at Mania, as long as he can go in some part, if he can wrestle still for a little bit,
yeah.
right? In some capacity, they can cash in that money in the bank at any time.
Well, me looking at this report here, to clarify, so, you know, it was revealed that he tore his MCL and partially his meniscus. Woo! That's a tough injury. That's a very tough injury. And, You know, obviously everybody has been wondering, like you said, talking about the WrestleMania match. So as of today, it was reported by the Wrestling Observer Radio that plans have not changed regarding Rollins' match at WrestleMania. As of today, the plan is still for Punk and Punk versus Rollins at the event. So that's this is one of those scenarios where, since we're on the topic of his injury, it's like, is it even smart for him to do that?
Right.
Like what kind of quality of match would you get if you do it? And we're taking hella miles off of his speedometer by putting him out there. What do you think? Like, is that like a smart idea for them?
I think it's nuts to me because of the things that you said, but added to it, right? Now, I'm not invested in that match anymore.
Gotcha.
Like, there's no expectation in me of Seth Rollins to walk out still champion because I know he's got to go away because he's got a partial torn meniscus.
Yeah.
It's not like you're going to be like, oh, yeah, we're good in a week. Like that's a tough injury. We watch NFL players who tear their MCL and tear their meniscus, and they're all for a year and a half.
They're done. Correct.
For a year and a half.
Like once I heard the meniscus with it, I'm like, there's no you're literally bone on bone right now.
Right. But you're going to go out there and still wrestle? It doesn't make sense.
So do you think the angle is to give Punk the...
I mean, you got to go that road. Well, again, you still have money. Money in the Bank is in play.
Okay.
So that's the thing. Damian Priest has Money in the Bank. He can cash that in against any champion at any time.
Yep.
So you have the... Do you go with CM Punk? Do you have him lose it? You could say... Between now and Mania, you could change your mind. So
yeah, true.
Vince McMahon's thing was always things, plans change, pal.
Yeah, they do.
Plans change, pal.
They do.
So right now, the plan could be to still go exactly how it is, but they could find out in a month. So he's, if they do that, right, I'm going to assume we're not going to see him much in the ring between now and then.
Yeah.
He'll show up, do some promos, maybe even be, do video promos from elsewhere, right?
Yep.
And he's going to rest. He's going to work on rehabbing and whatever needs to be done. Unless he has to have surgery. If he has to have surgery.
He's going to have to after this match. At some point, he has to.
That's what I'm thinking.
Like, you tore it. So, at some point, you have to get surgery.
So,
and you're going to be out for minimum a year.
So, you can't be hard on it right now. You got to be super easy on it, right?
Now, see, to some degree, some people, because I have seen this in the UFC, where, like, the thought process has been, I'm going to have to get surgery either way. So I might as well do it after my obligation is met.
Right. And I get that. But how, again.
But again, is that cheating the fans?
Is it cheating the fans? Because how hard can you go? How good of a match can you put on? And I know you're not going to win. And even if you win, I know you're just going to lose it right after.
Do they play some kind of like, do they deviate and play some kind of like interference play here in a match?
They could. And that's what I'm saying. Like they could turn. So Seth Rollins at one point won. Right? Money in the Bank, or did he, or was it Brock cashed? I think he cashed in the middle of a match and made it a triple threat to win a world title as Mr. Money in the Bank. So what, you know, that could be done. It's already been done in the past. If someone's cashed in the middle of a match to make it a triple threat match for the title and win the title. So Damian Priest could do that at Mania.
Yeah.
Come in and then it ends up Priest. So now we're getting Priest versus Punk.
Yeah.
And they both take out Rollins, that could be where they go with it. There's a lot of different ways you can go with it. So the one thing that I will say is WWE has themselves insulated storyline wise, where they can go either way.
We talked about that. They're very malleable. They can move all around.
So what they're gonna do? Who knows? I mean, he could come out tonight and say that he's still gonna be at Mania, and then Damian Priest could come out with Judgment Day and beat the shit out of him, cash in, and Damian Priest is the champion. And
correct.
Now it's completely
correct.
Different.
Correct.
Who knows? It's all on how things go, and I feel like it's very touch and go, but I can tell you this. I have a lot of connections in the wrestling business. I hear a lot from people, and I can tell you that tonight is very different from a lot of other Raws, where they are being very, very closed lip, tight, like they're not telling, like I haven't found it, I haven't heard anything, I haven't found anything.
From none of the sources, nothing, huh? None of the groups either, nothing like that?
They're keeping everything like very, very close to the vest.
That's very interesting.
Either something big is going to happen.
Do you think they're like scrambling, or is it going to be something like crazy tonight?
It could, well, so here's the other side of it. This is their first night not going against anything major in a long time. No more Monday Night Football. So Monday Night Football being off the table, the ratings are open. They need to pop a big number tonight.
Okay.
So I think something big could happen on the show tonight.
Okay, it makes sense. You need something to crack those ratings,
Because now's your time to do it.
Especially coming fresh, coming
no Monday
up.
Night Raw, no playoffs, no nothing. There's nothing that it's going against. No big basketball games, no college games, nothing big tonight against Raw. So they got to pop a big number. They're keeping everything quiet, so I think something's going to happen tonight, whether it means Seth getting cashed in on, Seth announcing that he has to give the title up, or whatever it's going to be.
Yeah.
Something big is going to happen on Raw tonight.
Yeah.
That's my call.
Yeah. He called it. You heard it here first.
I could be wrong. I'm usually not. So, but we'll see where that goes.
Yeah,
you know, we'll follow up on it.
I hope is, you know, man, wishing you a well recovery, man. That's a tough injury. Very, very tough injury.
To have.
I keep saying industry. I shouldn't have.
It's a tough injury in a tough industry.
Yeah, correct. But I partook in some extracurricular activities before we got here.
But we'll see where it goes. We'll definitely keep you updated on it. And, hopefully, Seth, you're not out for too long. You do your thing. You're not always my favorite, but you do your thing. So get healthy and get back out there and do your thing. Let's get on to the two other big topics that I want to talk about. So Kazuchika Okada.
I got you.
They call him Kazukata.
Yeah.
Right, but I know that you appreciate what I say.
Yes, when you say the whole thing, it's like, yes.
So Kazuchika Okada is leaving New Japan. He has been their guy, the Rain Man. He's been their guy for like the past, I don't know, at least 5 years, maybe probably longer than that.
Yeah.
Big deal for him to be leaving New Japan and going somewhere. We don't know where he's going to go.
Where do you think?
I don't know. So here's the thing.
What makes the most sense?
I don't know.
Ah.
Here's why. So if you're just going to get money,
yeah,
probably Tony Khan in AEW.
I knew the Coke. Yeah.
He's just gonna throw his money around and go. And they have a relationship with New Japan already.
You gotta go to Kenostra.
Right. So he's like, yo, I got a bunch of Coke. And a bunch of money. Which one do you want? And Okada's going to take that money and go there. So he could do that. But the other side of it is, do you go to WWE? Because even though a lot of people, there's a lot of WWE hate because of the McMahon, everything that he's done, and just the way that they use certain characters, they don't like you using your name. So you could be wrestling everywhere, Lana Walker, all across America, right? And WWE signs you, and they're like, nah. You're big Tony the Thug.
But like, you know, what?
It's all marketing.
Yeah, they want to maximize that. Yeah,
right. They're like, you're our character now, and we're not gonna. We want nothing of the old part. And then when you leave, you're gonna want to go back to your old name, but we don't want that. So. When you're here, this is who you are. And they don't do it with everybody.
Yeah.
There's a bunch. It's funny because people get mad. I personally think Kaz Okada comes to WWE, he's got to stay Okada. Everybody, like, people know him as Okada.
Yeah, completely. And so I wonder, like, it depends on where your profile is by the time you get there, maybe?
That's part of it. It's weird. Like, you look at some of the females that are there right now, the female wrestlers that come from Japan. They've all pretty much got their names changed.
Wow. He was with them for 16 years?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he's been there for a long... He went to Impact for a little while. I think that's when he went on an excursion. When we talked about that. And they played a... They kind of used that... They used him in a horrible... He was like the Green Hornet sidekick. Some weird shit.
Wow. But I'm reading about him now, and it's just like, this story is very interesting, but it seems like AEW has been showing some interest, so.
But I think both sides do, because everybody knows it's Kaz Okada.
Yeah.
He's like the guy, if you're going to get somebody from Japan, it's Kaz Okada. That's who people know if you're going to get a known name. Like, they got Shinsuke Nakamura before. He was a known name. Kaz Okada, I think you bring him over, but I think you keep him as Kaz. I think people are mad thinking that he's going to come over and be Jimmy the Fish from or something, but
so he still, it looks like he still has something coming up though. Like, currently he's 1/3 of the NEVER Openweight 6-man tag team champions.
Yeah, he still has a couple dates left, but he announced on X
that it's wrapping up.
He already announced his last show, and then he's gonna be going elsewhere.
Yeah, it sounds like in February he's gonna be wrapping it up.
Yep. So then from there he'll end up either. I think personally he's gonna do better coming to the WWE.
I would think anybody would be inclined to take the big leagues first if you can make the transition good.
But the other side of it is, what's Tony going to promise you? They just brought over
the bag.
Will
talks.
Osprey. They brought over Will Osprey, who we talked about. You know, talking about his mom on Father's Day.
Yes,
that was hilarious. Getting his mom booed on Father's Day. He's like, why are you booing my mom?
That's so epic. Like, that's so epic.
So he just came over, so he's gonna get a big push. He's gonna get a world title run. To me, the problem with AEW and what Tony Khan does is he likes to get his toys and bring them in, and you can only play with so many toys.
So it looks like what I'm reading right now is just talking about Okada and potentially even Mercedes Mane.
So, do you know who that is?
No.
Mercedes, that's Sasha Banks.
Oh, what the?
Mercedes Monet, that's the name she goes by now. She can't be Sasha Banks. She can't be Sasha Banks because Sasha
that
Banks
does not
is
read Monet to me. I'm blind. I'm sorry.
It's all right. Mercedes Monet.
Okay.
But
they should put the little. Okay.
Right. I know. But
whatever.
It probably is, and that's just they probably just
didn't on here. Correct. Yeah.
But yeah, she can't use Sasha Banks. That goes to what I was saying about names. She left, and they're like, "No, well, we own Sasha Banks." Can't be that.
And see, that just...
And her real name is Mercedes.
But that's a perfect example of what we're talking about, because that's like, I can't see her as anything else.
Right.
So when I hear Mercedes, I'm like, who?
Right.
What are you talking about?
But so here's the thing. So there's a difference when you cut, like, she came up in WWE. That's where she got known.
Gotcha.
When you come from somewhere else and you get your name
you
changed.
You built that name. And right. now you have to change it. Yeah. That's right. Totally like, different.
So the guy who's currently the Intercontinental Champion in WWE, they call him Gunther. Before that, he was known as Walther. He's Austrian.
I like Gunther better.
But Walther, it's his name. W-A-L-T-A-G-R. He was Walther, and he was known everywhere. It was funny, when they changed his name to Gunther, there was a lot of backlash because it's like German, and they were making it the German-Austrian tie-in.
Oh, dang.
Right?
All right. Yeah.
So then, you know, people get upset.
That could have been a part of the game.
Right. It was part of the
that's
whole
what
thing.
That's what I kind of thought as soon as I heard it.
The guy he's with is Kaiser. That tells you enough, right?
Kaiser.
But he's Kaiser. So you got Kaiser and Gunther.
Yes,
Kaiser. Obviously, you're going with that Russian.
Yes,
they are. Tie in with that. People were mad. They're going to ruin this guy.
That's mad. USSR.
They're changing Walther. Everybody knows him. And dear Gunther, stupid. Gunther is now the longest reigning Intercontinental Champion in the history of WWE. Like, he broke Honky Tonk Man record.
Wow.
And Honky Tonk Man was the Intercontinental. Like, that was his thing. I'm the greatest Intercontinental Champion of all time. No one ever had an Intercontinental Champion longer than me. I'm the Honky Tonk Man.
Not no more.
Not no more. So
that's a wrap, bro.
So these are all the things you got to think about with Okada. He could still come to WWE, whether they give him a new name or not.
Yeah.
If they know what they have, they're going to use him, and he's going to be a star. I think if he goes to AEW, he's going to get a shine. But there's just too much going on there.
Yeah, yeah.
Too much going on there. I think he's better coming to WWE. And I think that time frame gives him a Mania debut. Or like right before Mania. If he leaves in February and he's coming here, Mania's in April.
I mean, you just talked about something big happening tonight.
Yeah, but he's there till February.
Doesn't mean you can't make an announcement.
Nope, WWE wouldn't do that.
Okay.
They'd wait on it.
Just wait until
AEW would have no problem.
I was about to say AEW wouldn't. I mean, AEW, like, let them know.
Right.
Let them know.
Tony loves his big announcement. He's like, I got a big announcement tonight.
He'd be on X. Like,
they're like, I don't tell him yet.
I'm on X, on X. What's up?
But we'll see. I think he's better off going to WWE.
Okay.
And here's the other thing. Maybe I'm that guy that likes to see the world burn.
Yeah.
The IWC.
He said maybe.
The IWC is going to lose their shit.
Yeah.
If Okada goes to WWE, they're going to be so mad, crying, complaining. He's dumb. This is the worst decision ever. They're not going to know how to use him. And I.
Haters going to hate.
Right. I just want to see him crying.
Haters going to hate.
Whatever.
I mean, hey, all the power to him. You know what I mean? Like, especially after putting in a 16-year career, I mean, do what you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, if you're at that point, I only looked up the tenure there because it's like, you know, I can understand, like, you know, he's somebody that you kind of, like, built up, and then it's like, you know, he's, like, right in his prime and da-da-da-da. Like, no, this guy's given his time, and he still has some gas in the tank to go out and do what he wants, so.
He's like, I've main evented Wrestle Kingdom like 5 years in a row.
Let me do my thing. Correct. I've mastered this. Correct.
Yeah, I'm gonna go to America and make my name even bigger. Like, and only a few guys were able to do that from Japan because it's different there.
But it's also cool too because like people don't understand the cheat code that they get when they come from somewhere else and they built their base there and then they come here and you build your base. Like, oh, that's a cheat code, man.
Right.
The American guys really. They have to break into like the film industry to break over internationally sometimes.
Right.
Besides the, you know, big, huge international fan base that the WWE already has, but
right
outside of that.
But again, that adds to the desire to come to a place like WWE.
Correct.
Because you know, yeah, they're already international.
They're good. Yeah.
It's going to help me get larger over all these other places.
Like, he's international from right now. He's international from the regard that, like, we know him. But generally speaking, he's national to where he is. So, like, right, coming over to WWE is like getting on Netflix. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're
right. Fact.
You're in all the countries now.
Yeah, he's been here before. He was in TNA. He showed up on Impact here and there.
Gotcha.
But the comparison is, so you're like, yeah, it's like he's coming on, like he's coming, he's going to be on a Netflix.
Correct.
He's
not in your local theater.
It's like before, he was only on Pluto TV.
Correct. Correct. A little Tubi movie. He was a little Tubi movie.
It was a Tubi movie. But now he's like really going to get exposure. So we'll see. We'll follow up with that. See how that goes. There's going to be, I'm sure there'll be tons of talk about it. Speculation, rumor, and innuendo.
Absolutely.
And I love playing around with the rumor and innuendo. So I'll make sure we get that all to you. Finally, before we get into Hogan, the last piece of rumor and innuendo that's going around the wrestling world that I want to talk about today. Bubba Ray Dudley.
Yes.
Tweeted out the other day.
X, yes.
Do you still call them? I'm so confused with it. So it's X. Do we still call them tweets? Do you tweet on X or do you X on X? Or like,
it's very, listen, this is where we find out, like, you see, he's talking about Elon's erratic.
Yeah.
They clearly didn't think that part out.
Right.
Because it's in our lexicon now.
Right.
So I've been seeing like even like big media companies putting X, formerly known as Twitter.
Yeah.
Because people aren't letting go of the Twitter.
Right. Because so Twitter.
I don't know how it works either. It. Like, I X'd my ex. Like, I don't know. How does that work?
I don't know. Yeah, are we X'ing later?
Like, yeah. Like, what? It sounds weird.
I'm still going to say tweet. So,
oh, yeah, X'ing later.
Elon, listen, if you happen to catch this episode and you want to answer me, like DM me at Sean Puff. You find me,
like,
send me a message on X at Sean Puff and let me know if I'm X-ing on X or tweeting. Well, no.
X-ing.
But so he tweeted out on his X.
Yep.
On his that's another thing that's funny. Not a little side note on this. So
yeah,
Bully Ray was Bubba Ray has been known to call it the Twitter machine. So is it called the X machine now?
Wow.
Like, I have so many things, questions about that.
I mean, he did that just to shake it up, man. Like, right, you know, that's what he does. Well,
he was playing the old, it's like, I'm the old guy that doesn't know. You know, I'm on a Twitter machine.
Yeah, he knows. He's been trolling the world for a decade. Oh, yeah, so absolutely. It's like, and he can do it. You know, he's going to have fun. Go have fun, man.
So, but he tweeted out a picture with him and Devon Dudley and posted something along the lines of, should we have one more run? So here's why it's interesting. They recently signed a Legends deal with the WWE.
Yep.
So when you sign a Legends deal, you're going to come back in some form to do something. He currently has been in TNA doing his thing. He's also on the Busted Open podcast.
Okay.
So he's doing that as well.
He's been holding it down.
Right. And Devon went to start doing backstage stuff. So he's producing now for WWE.
Oh, nice.
And in 2020, he actually had a stroke. And that's what kind of made him like,
wow,
so, like, all right, I'm done.
Yeah.
Right? But modern medicine, guys that are built like that and have that, like, he's not a guy that was like you look at the Dudleys, you know, they weren't like doing steroids. They weren't these big jack guys on steroids.
Strokes are tough.
Right. But rumored innuendo is he may be able to get back in the ring. He may have gotten a lot better now. And they're saying, oh, you could get in the ring like a little bit, not like.
That's what I'm about to say. Just, you know, we're not slamming you off ladders and stuff. You can get a little 3D off.
We're not doing TLC against
correct.
Against Edge and Christian and the Hardy Boys anymore. But
yeah,
you can give someone you can lift somebody up so Bubba can hit the 3D on them.
Correct.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's it. That's about the extent of it.
Right. So I'd love to see the Dudleys make one final WWE run. That'd be so interesting to see. And I'm not a big fan of.
How long do you think if they did want to make that, how long do you think it'd take them to get ready?
Well, so I think Bubba's already ready.
Think so?
Yeah, he's been wrestling. Like, I know his last match in TNA was like a month ago.
Okay.
So, like, he's still actively wrestling and doing his thing. Devon might take a little while.
That's what I mean. Like, especially from the health standard, or was he getting ready behind the scenes?
That's the thing. I think he would have been getting ready behind the scenes. Because you got to remember that WWE, they're a whole different animal.
Yeah.
Because they have the training center now. So you go down to Orlando.
That's right.
That whole facility.
Whole facility now.
And if he's down there already working in Orlando, he could be in the ring every day, training and working.
It makes sense.
Then you wouldn't even know it because he's just at work where he normally is.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So I'd love to see it.
I would too. I mean, the Dudleys are a staple. You know what I mean? Like, they're the Dudleys, the Hardys, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a few names, you know what I mean? Especially in, like, in group terms that are, like, fantastic, and the nostalgia's there. But it's like, they had, you know, the 3D is, like, one of the greatest team moves.
Yes.
What would be better than, what team move tops the 3D? That's a tough one.
I would argue the Doomsday Device. The Legion of Doom. And it'll put you on the shoulders and hop, like, gives you that close.
That's a cheat code. That's a cheat code.
But that's the only other one.
Dang, that is a good one, yeah. But that's a cheat code. Yeah, that's nah, we can't go with the gold.
I'd love to see the Dudley Boys versus the Legion of Doom. That would have been a match.
That would have been fire.
That would have been a match.
But let's treat those days like when Bill Russell was winning rings, all right? And let's talk about, like, modern era, right? Like, up here. So, like, what in the modern era is a tag team move that could compete with the 3D?
I don't even know.
Can we say modern era? Like, they're the kings of the...
Yeah, I don't know that there's another move, like, of anybody out there right now that I'd be like, oh, that's...
Because, and I'm only thinking about that because the fanfare and the craze that's going to happen if they do come back...
Right.
When they do the 3D is going to be...
When they 3D someone through a table.
It's going to be insane.
Yeah.
Because I can feel it right now. Like, right. I literally just got goosebumps thinking about that. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, when they 3D you through a table, it is a showstopper. I can hear that table crack every time.
Right. And think about the Dudleys, too. They were, like, they were that extra.
I remember Bubba Ray powerbombing Mae Young through a table.
90-year-old Mae Young.
That was like... Yes.
From the top rope.
More, please.
Powerbombed off the top rope, threw it to...
Oh, my God. More, please. More, please.
Today?
I'm going to have to clip that in here and put that in there silent. Just let that one roll real quick.
But I'm saying, but today, I would love to see them come back and get one final run. I don't expect them to win the tag titles.
Yeah.
If they do, great. It'll be fun for nostalgia. But
they can shake it up at least.
Right. Don't do what's happening with the Hardys when they're overdoing their stay.
They're just hanging on to it.
Jeff Hardy has not won a match on television in over a year, but he wrestles constantly. But that's his whole. That's
I was about to say, what is the storyline that he's got going?
It's just Jeff Hardy. It's how Jeff Hardy has had issues with drugs and alcohol.
Yeah, we know. Yeah.
Right, and he still does.
Hardy boys, the Hardy drug boys.
Yeah, I mean, so. That's a whole... We could have a whole nother episode on the Hardys. But I don't see that with the Dudleys. If the Dudleys come back, I think you can get them to go out there and do some good work. I don't know if you want to use them to put over teams, but you can at the end.
I think you can throw them into the mix and it can get interesting, but they won't come out on top. But you can definitely throw them in the mix to some of the top stuff and shake it up. Because if you get a couple of those guys, catch a couple of 3Ds through the table, depending on who it is. Because you can't, you know, the 3D through the table, the 3D period is going to be huge. But who's getting 3D can add so much more value to it, too.
Fact.
So you got to be strategic about if you do bring them back. Who are they going to match up with? Who is going to catch the first 3D?
Right.
So it can't just be any random, like, comeback match. Nope. It has to make sense. Yeah. It has to be named.
Yeah.
It has to be top three, top five.
Yeah, it's got to be someone like talking trash about how they're going to be the greatest and no one's going to be like them.
Yes.
And then here comes the Dudley who have won titles everywhere.
And the best part is it could be, that's great. Because if it's under that context, then it can still be like, they can still lose to that person, but taught them a lesson, if you will.
Right.
Like, gave them a run for their money. Like, the OGs are still here, youngin'.
Right, right.
Now go on.
Right. And on top of it, now you're boosting that team up.
Correct.
Wow, they beat the Dudleys. Wow, they are legit.
Correct.
So now you're adding to that, to the growth of your
I think that makes the most sense, because I just can't see them bringing that, now that we've established and we talked about, like, how important that move is as a tag team group, I can't see them just tossing them in there to 3D anybody.
Right.
You would, especially with Triple H at the helm.
Right.
I think that he understands that more than
anybody. I would really love, and I know it probably won't happen, but listen, Hunter, if you watch this and this gets in your head, I would love nothing more than to see the Dudley Boys of ECW back. Like, when they came out in their tie-dye and they were just
absolutely insane. So I don't know how much you watched old ECW.
I did. I watched a lot. Yeah,
but like those Dudley Boys were my favorite Dudley Boys because that's
correct.
What, like they were ridiculous, yeah. And I understand you can't put those Dudley Boys on TV like that.
No, not
Bubba,
today. Not
Bubba
today.
Used to say things
yeah,
like,
"Yeah."
I don't even think you could put them on TV then. Yeah, that's why when they came to WWE, they were like, "All right, we're going to change up a little bit."
Yeah, that's true. That's true because I remember like they had to do the whole rebrand because they were pushing the envelope.
Yeah. Bubba would be like, what are you talking trash about? I was in bed with your mother last
correct.
Night.
You're correct.
Like,
whoa. You're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Your mom, bro?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it had I don't know if you remember Joel Gertner.
No.
He was their like personal ring
announcer. The third, yeah, okay. The third, yeah. Okay, I do, have, I do.
He wore
the
neck brace all the time and came out, and he was the one that would say, it's like the man who had relations with your mother last night.
The man who had relations with your mama last night.
That
was a wild time.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's funny that you say that probably wouldn't have been on TV. I'm like, I don't know, man. We saw some wild stuff back then too, man.
We did. We absolutely did.
That was wild that you'd say that. Like, that was really, he really would do stuff like that.
Wrestling was nuts then. Like, people talk about stuff now. I mean, and some of it just made no sense. Like, it's funny to me because people get mad at the stuff today and like, oh, they do stupid things that don't make sense. And I'm like,
how much do you think that is a product of like them, like, because, you know, it's like the early days of the UFC, right? And then like once they hit mainstream, they just had to adjust to a broader market.
But I think when you look at the whole, they hit mainstream at the birth of Hulkamania, which we're going to get into in
correct.
A second.
Yep.
But it was just a whole different era. That Attitude Era was just completely out of control, ridiculous shit. Like, half the time, I think they were really, really high going in the room to come up with shit.
Yeah, of course.
Because, like, you have to be really high to come up with Mark Henry having sex with Mae Young, and she gives birth to a hand.
Gives birth to a hand.
You had to be really, that really, was, really high. Like,
that was acid.
Right. Something like
that, my friends, is why you do drugs. No.
Tony Khan cannot do enough cocaine to come up with Mae Young giving birth to a
that's
hand.
That's not coke.
Okay? I'm just saying.
I'm just going to say, if the quality of drug from those writers, obviously coke is not what you want to do.
That's right. Just saying. Nah,
that's some shrooms and shit.
That was
shrooms
shit.
Is I. Yeah, shrooms, yeah, you can get by with some shrooms. That's some shrooms over there. To like Adam's family a hand?
Right.
That's crazy, bro.
Right. Like, you know what? The best part about that? The best part about that is the long story, the long-term storytelling they've done with it. Because if you go back and look, they have brought that hand back. So, like, as an adult, a guy wearing a hand costume.
Oh, I've seen this. Yeah.
It'll be randomly. They'll just have a random show, and you'll just see this guy walking around as a hand. Well, that's Mae Young's kid that you see. Like, people be like, "What the hell is that?"
Love these Easter eggs. Kid. Like, I love that they Easter egg things.
Right, but like people like us, are like, "Oh, so like, what the."
Big ass hand in the back, bro.
Right, and then all of a sudden, Farouk will walk by and say, "Damn."
I love that. That's another thing I love about like those little cameos, if you will, that happen in wrestling all the time. Are fantastic.
Absolutely. But anyway, so we'll see if the Dudleys come back. We'll keep up on it. Rumor and innuendo, of course. It could be nothing. It could have just been Bubba was feeling some kind of way and was like, "Oh, this would be cool," and wanted to tweet it out because they signed a Legends deal. And who knows? Maybe they will come back. Maybe he'll just come back. Maybe we'll see Bully Ray instead of Bubba Ray in WWE. We have no idea. No idea, but I'm here for it.
I can't. Nah. Nope.
No, you don't like Bully?
Nah. We just need that original package. Nah. It ain't the same. I have to see the original package 3D somebody.
You could still do that even if you brought just Bully back. And you have, because Devon's like a backstage producer, you bring him back in a role where he's not in the ring and he's just there with his brother. Supporting his brother.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if I'm accounting for the health situation, then yes. But if it's not a health situation, barring the health situation,
oh yeah,
deserve it.
We deserve it.
We need that. I'm there for that.
All right, let's get into the heart of this show.
Let's go.
This is what everybody's been waiting for. This people have been watching our reels, like throwing comments about how they feel about everything. Here it is, the 23rd of January, 1984. Hulk Hogan pins the Iron Sheik and becomes the WWF World Heavyweight Champion for the first time
a reign that will last 4 years. Unheard of. In the, I mean,
granted, San Martino had like a 10-year title reign or something insane like that.
Wow.
You had guys like way back in the day that had really long title reigns. But 4 years.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan held the title after this day.
Yeah.
And it was, it's considered to be the birth of Hulkamania. Because it wasn't Hulk Hogan's first big win. It wasn't his first rodeo. But this was when Vince gave the reins to Hulk and said, we're going to do something different here.
This is when they came out with, I remember him, not in person, but on TV, in video, driving through cities in a T-top and stopping and like getting out and posing and the kids coming up.
Yeah.
And, you know, train, say your prayers, eat your vitamins.
Yeah,
and,
yep.
And, you know, that was like the big thing. And it took on a whole, wrestling took on a whole new dimension with Hulk Hogan and Hulkamania. And love Hulk Hogan or hate Hulk Hogan, you don't know what you're talking about if you can't acknowledge what he did for the sport of wrestling. We wouldn't be here. This podcast wouldn't be here.
Correct.
Raw wouldn't be here. Tony Khan wouldn't be doing coke down in Jacksonville right now. Well, actually, he'd probably still be doing coke.
Mean
but
lines.
He wouldn't be doing it with AEW wrestlers if Hulk Hogan didn't do what he did.
Correct.
You know, he just changed everything. He took wrestling from this, like, bingo hall, smoke-filled arena place that was completely not for kids and turned it mainstream.
Correct.
The rock and wrestling connection. And for the younger generation, if you haven't done your research in it, look up the rock and wrestling connection, how it started. Hulk Hogan making these Hollywood connections, bringing in, helping them connect with Cyndi Lauper, which was also the help of Captain Lou Albano.
Yeah.
But that whole crew, Hogan's little crew there, they brought WWE to the mainstream and to a whole different level and made everybody see it. They put eyes on it.
And that's the thing, because like, just because I may not like something someone does at some point in their life doesn't mean I can eradicate what they did.
Right. Right. Facts.
So like, I have to like, okay, y'all ready? I took a deep breath for the listening audience. All right, I just took a deep breath. I do not like what went down with R. Kelly and all the different ways that it went down. TP2 still fire.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that I'm listening to it around my kids and da da da. But I can't lie to you. Sometimes in the car, and if for some reason it pops into the thing, and I'm like, I catch myself because you know, I subconscious, you just be riding, and then after my subconscious hits, and I look around, I'm like, anybody here? I'm listening to this whole album. This whole album. Right. It's fire. Fact. You know, so just like, not to put it in the same box, you know what I'm saying? Because even that's a little crazy, that whole R. Kelly situation. You know, some people argue, but whatever. The point is that because he did what he did later on, can never take away from the body of work that he put together. Except for some of them songs. He wrote them songs, basically. He Young Thugged this up. He basically wrote all of his exploitations in the songs.
Yeah, that's kind of nuts to think about. Some of those songs are nuts. I believe I can fly.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you can never. You can't. You, like, listen, if they went back and took that song, Space Jam is not the movie it is
without
that song in the soundtrack.
Right.
Like, Michael can fly, but that man gave a narration and a vibration to the movie. It was the song of the movie.
And it also brought motivation to a whole generation.
The new Space Jam was missing that. The new Space Jam didn't have that formula of the song with the theme. It just had the characters, LeBron, yeah. I'm here, it was missing that.
Yep.
So back to Hogan, you can't take away from the man's legacy. You cannot like some of the shit that he got into. I don't like all of this stuff that he got into. But I don't like all of the shit that I get into. I don't like all the shit that my friends get into. You know what I'm saying? I don't just like start disowning people, especially if like you didn't kill somebody or rape somebody or maim somebody, something like that. I believe that as society, you got to grow up and learn how to let people redeem themselves.
Here's the other thing too. So we did this so much to get on that part of it, but think about this. Why can't, with a wrestler, why can't you separate the person from the character? He's not Hulk Hogan. His name is Terry Bollea.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Hulk Hogan is a character, right? So if you were like, I'm just trying to think of an actor that might have, I'm just going to throw, for example, let's just say we found out that Kevin Hart was doing some shit, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You wouldn't be like, oh, that movie was horrible. Oh, I hate that. Well, I'm going to take it even out. I'm going to take it a different level. Let's say we found out that Christopher Reeves was doing grimy shit.
Yep.
We wouldn't be like, oh, man, I hate Superman.
Yep. Well, no, here's the problem. But here's the problem, and you know this. We live in a society where people are doing that.
Right.
And it's crazy.
Right. It's nuts to me. I don't
get it. It's literally nuts. It's literally, listen, again, there's certain circumstances in society that I have lines in the sand. If you do anything to children, then yeah, I eradicate you from history. I don't care. You never existed to me. You rape women, anything like that, you don't exist to me. But N-bombs, fucking shit that, like, we all know that we're all guilty of in some light or different way, or we know people and we didn't check them on it in our own little circles and shit like that. We just, like, some people are like, oh, I never did that, but you might know someone who did and you sat there and was quiet, all kind of stuff. Sometimes people use what they know, but that isn't in their circle, as their punching bag. And in a lot of ways, that's what Terry had to deal with. Right. But the other side, too, is that I also can't blame the fans because they don't know Terry.
But here's the thing. True. Very true. But
they just know their hero.
But I know a lot of
bad light.
Right. But let's be real about it. You can't just take things at what's said. You gotta look into it, right?
Of course.
So we're mad about it. And you heard my whole thought about it, what he said, why he said it, the context of it. I don't need to get into that all over again. There's a real.
Well, hold on, because I'm reading this. So I do want to get into it a little bit.
All right.
So this is the part I forgot.
Okay.
Okay. It's not just the N-bomb, the source of the N-bomb. Is this for real? So in 2015, according to WrestlingInc.com, in 2015, Hulk Hogan was soured in most fans' eyes as a result of racist comments he made. Not that he just made him like he was just talking. The comments were made in his sex tape. This says, made an elite sex tape. The racism scandal ruined Hogan's reputation in ways that he never recovered. Whenever Hulk Hogan makes an appearance in wrestling these days, he often gets heavily booed from the fans, blah, 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 blah.
I don't think that's right.
Yeah, I'm like, what?
I don't think that's right. It wasn't a sex tape. That wouldn't even make sense.
Yeah, I'm like, what?
So the situation was with his daughter. His daughter, when she was doing her music career, was dating some black dude.
Yes.
Right? And he was like, who's this?
You know what I mean? Like, yes.
Messing with this?
Yes.
Out of everyone you can be messing with, you're messing with this? And he didn't say it like five times like I just did, but it was like, I'm just saying, like, that's how it was referenced. Like, out of everyone, you're going to mess around with this? And to me, I get it. And here's the thing, right? You can tell me anything you want about what you've heard, what you've said. There's nobody, no black people from Hulk Hogan's time said he was racist.
I just had someone the other day. I was in one of my groups talking about it. And they're like, oh, Teddy Long. So I was like, Teddy Long said that? I got to go look. Because I'm the type of person, if you can show me something that
shows me that I'm wrong about something that I thought,
I'll own it and be like, oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? I didn't know that. Thanks for bringing that to my attention. I don't want to be running around here screaming stuff that's not true, but
this is what I found when this was said to me.
Okay, yeah, there it is. There was a revision, and it was not a tape. It was tapes that were done during a proceeding that it came out about him, his feelings about his daughter dating that young man. So it had nothing to do with a sex tape.
Right. But is it? And I think like his daughter. It was weird how that all went down. But so this is what Teddy Long said.
I never had any problems with Hulk. He's always been respectful to me. I remember the last time I saw him, and this is some stuff that people don't really have to do. But the last time I saw him, we were at the Raw TV there, and he was with his girlfriend, or I guess maybe his wife now. I think they're married now, right? He called me out of the blue right over, and he was telling me, "Hey, see him? Me and him go way back." Said Teddy Long. And then he says, just for him to do that, because that was something he didn't have to do. He didn't really have to speak to me. So I always pay attention to stuff. When people do things that I know that they don't have to do, then that lets me know it was real.
Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. So you never hear
black people that that were in the business with Hulk Hogan saying Hogan did racist stuff, right?
It's the younger generation and like, oh, well, Mark Henry said this, but Mark Henry didn't wrestle with him. Mark Henry just doesn't like what he said.
Yeah.
Pettis O'Neill didn't wrestle with him.
Yeah.
He just doesn't like what he heard that he said, right?
Yeah.
But let's go back. Let's go even back further than that, right?
He rolled with the Junkyard Dog.
God rest his soul.
We can't get his side of it, but you never heard him saying anything bad about Hulk Hogan, right? And I'm going to do you one better. You know who never said that Hulk Hogan was a racist? And who rode with Hulk Hogan hardcore?
Who?
Mr. T. You think Mr. T would have been hanging out with a racist? Come on.
So,
come on.
Here's the thing, right? I think someone can say something racist or racially insensitive, as I like to call it, and not be a racist.
Right. Yes, I agree with you.
Because I do it. Like, come on, we got to stop fucking playing around. Like, I'm tired of society. Like, I'm really tired of us because, like, it's all of this finger pointing stuff. And it's like, when people talk about, I hate to bring it up, when we talk about locker room talk and all, like, stop, please, let's stop, like, acting like we don't have behind closed doors conversations in society. And then when those conversations, you know, that's the context of a lot of these conversations. They're candid, closed door conversations that someone else violated the privacy of that conversation.
This conversation was with his daughter when he said that.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, but the mad fact in that, a situation to that his daughter.
He's talking to his child. This is in private context. So for someone to violate that privacy of the context of him talking to his daughter, the same I would talk to my kid about some certain situations, is wild that that's the thing that people are missing and they're taking out of context and they're just focusing on the N-word itself, especially in this climate where we understand that like a lot of us are gaslit in society into these situations. And it's like, let me give you like an idea of what I'm talking about, right? Because it's like you said, like, I say this, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, I can see my daughter, she come up in here, you know what I'm saying? And she's talking to a guy, you know what I'm saying? And this dude is not of the cloth of what I raised my daughter to be around. This is not what I bust my ass for my daughter to be around. So whatever background he's from, I could definitely see myself casually taking a jab at this person, whatever it be, and trying to get across to my daughter, like, but this one? Because the irony is, if you actually think about the context of it, he didn't have an issue with a black man. He had an issue with that one.
Right.
You.
Right.
That nigga.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Like, that one?
Right. And I get Brooke. He shouldn't have said the word.
Brooke.
I get he shouldn't have said the
he
word.
He shouldn't have.
But we've all said words we shouldn't have said. We do it all the time.
We do it all the time.
Something you shouldn't say,
and the
especially
people,
behind closed doors with your circle of people that you know you can speak with, and they're not going to be offended by it. They're not going to be mad at you for saying it. They're not going to hold it against you. You say things that maybe you wouldn't say if you were sitting in the middle of a restaurant or in an airport or just walking down the street.
Correct.
Stuff you wouldn't say because you know it's not right, but you're in a moment with people that you trust and you're emotionally fueled.
I mean, even The Rock came out and he said, bro, we've all talked trash. So there's so many people that have like come out and spoke on his behalf. And listen, let me say this, though. Let me preface this because I don't want to be unfair to the people that do feel offended. The universe somehow, some way got that out. And it's out there. So I'm not saying that you're wrong for having your feelings. I'm saying if your feelings get in front of you understanding humanity, if your feelings get in front of you understanding we all live in glass houses, and if that's the worst out of all the legacy I've seen from Hulk, I'm living in New Bedford. These white boys rock around saying nigga all the time. Like, I don't know what y'all talking about. These Portuguese boys got here, nigga. I'm like, what is going on? When I came out here my first 2 years, I went through black trauma trying to figure out why nobody was saying that these Portuguese boys all saying nigga out here. So
they do. Like, it's not. It's just like in the vocabulary.
I'm like, with all these Cape Verdean boys, and I'm like, yo, what's going on? No. And there's that one dude there. Now, in my hood, it doesn't matter how much you hung with us, we had that rule. You can't say that. That's it. Right? And I'm not saying that was the most appropriate way. I'm not saying none of that. I'm saying that was our rule. But I had to adjust the New Bedford's rule, and apparently in New Bedford is like whatever. So I can see how like a lot of maybe people in New Bedford might not be like, because that's already a thing out here. But also, let's just think about where we are. Let's do revisionist history. Where are we now in the game? Because I just watched a rapper called Little Ma Boo do a song with 504 where he let him mimic saying the word. Mainstream rap.
Mm-hmm.
So now that we know that the ecosystems move that way, and it really, like, let's actually talk about what like equality conversation sounds like. I believe in equitable conversations where we can literally talk shit unfiltered to each other and nobody gets offended by it.
Right. Right.
Because anything else is just fluff. If you're looking just for pleasant conversation and pleasant words in life, you're not living a real life.
Right. Fat.
You're going to hear things you don't like. And guess what? Sticks and stones, bro. Get over it.
I don't know where that got. That got lost somewhere. Sticks and stones may break my bones.
It's gone.
But names will never hurt me. Now they're like, no.
No.
Names will hurt me.
Words are harmful.
Well, here's the thing. We lost coping skills, and we can have a,
we did.
We're going to bring this over to your show. We're going to have a conversation absolutely, about coping skills and all that. But I think that's a part of it where we just get angry because we don't know how else to deal with it now. We have a whole portion of society that that's just what they do. I don't know how to deal with it, so I'm mad.
I think that The Rock put it the best. It's like, when I felt that I didn't hate Hogan, I just felt extremely disappointed that I had to hear it in that way.
Right, yes.
And disappointment is a oak. We don't have to go to the extreme all the time. I could just be strongly disappointed in that moment and then move on. You know, do the redemptive work, obviously. Let us know, like, all right, man, I messed up. That was a human. I messed up. And he did that. He did several interviews.
He's tried to do everything. Everywhere he goes, he tries.
It's weird. It's very weird.
We're just at a point in society right now where if we're mad at you for something, that's it. We're mad. We're going to cancel you and you're finished and that's it. And we don't.
I don't like it.
It's nuts to me because that side wants us to be open-minded, but you don't want to be open. You gotta think about it. And I say to people all the time, I'm like, listen, part of it is that first off, this is America and everybody loves a good comeback story. Someone that messes up and redeems themselves. You got to give someone the chance for that because here's the deal. If 10 years, 5 years down the line, 10 years down the line, 2 years down the line, next week, you say some shit that offends a bunch of people, you're going to hope that someone gives you a chance to correct it. Especially if it was something that you're like, wow, I'm not even like that. I was in a moment. And we get in fights with our significant others. And you say something that you don't mean. You're like, man, why didn't I mean that? Why did I say that?
Or it's like we laugh when it's in a TikTok video.
Right.
What?
Right.
I've watched people share and laugh at the most backwards, hypocritical, racist, stereotypical stuff because it's in a TikTok video, because it's in your reel.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What? All right, so let me just throw this back out there because I read that other website, but again, Sports Illustrated is saying the same thing, so I definitely want to dig in just a little bit more. Terry, it's time to go make some of these people change up some of this wording, because the fact that it's coming in Sports Illustrated, I'm reading off sportsillustrated.com, that says WWE icon Hulk Hogan was inducted Wednesday into the Boys and Girls Club Hall of Fame and took a moment during his acceptance speech to allude to the racist sex tape that led to his firing from WWE. So let's figure this out, because that's crazy. Like, that's what I mean by, like, you hate the man so much that we're going to keep adding salt. I don't know for certain, right, so let right, me just right, say right. that. I don't know for certain, but if that's not a real thing, then that's just another layer. Think about the word sex tape.
Right.
And then tie that in with N-word. That's, you're putting a person in an unredeemable space.
Right.
That they might not need to
and
be.
And now, in, mind so. You, we'll go back to the whole thing about Gawker. Hulk Hogan, this sex tape that got leaked that Gawker played, Hulk Hogan took Gawker down. Gawker's no more. There's no more Gawker.
Wow.
Do you know why?
Wow.
Because he got like a $10 million. He won like a $10 million lawsuit against him.
See you later.
Something ridiculous like
hey,
that.
Hey, well, Terry, you got another bag. Go to Sports Illustrated. You got another bag. You heard it here first.
The thing was that they released that sex tape, right?
Yep.
And the argument, it was brilliant argument, and it goes to what I said about the difference between the character and the person. This was a sex tape of him having sex with some woman at his house.
Yep.
Right?
And their argument was,
you mean today's OnlyFans? We don't even give a shit seriously. Anymore.
Well, but they put it out and did all this stuff. And then Hogan was like, that was like personal. That was a personal.
Correct.
And personal. Now that I really think about it, I think the conversation did happen, like something there. And it was him
explaining to this woman what he had said and how it went down.
So wait a minute. So you mean to tell me my man's got done clapping some cheeks? He was thinking about the situation with his daughter. He's sitting with this person. He's talking about it.
It wasn't like
an intimate.
I don't think it was like a sex tape. I think it was like footage of his house.
Okay.
Right? And it got and they got footage from his camera.
Okay.
And he was sitting.
He was in, gotcha.
And he had a whole thing.
Jeez.
So they're like, oh, cool, we're releasing this. And his thing was, yo, this wasn't even done like that. This wasn't like a sex tape done like that. And I'm Terry Bollea. And they're like, well, you were on Howard Stern talking about your sex life and this and that.
Like, what do people go on Howard Stern to talk about?
Well, no, here's the thing. And here's how he won the case. I thought it was brilliant. He won the case because he said,
yeah, that was Hulk Hogan. If you listen to that interview on Howard Stern, Hulk Hogan was talking about his 10-inch penis. I'm Terry Bollea and I don't have a 10-inch penis. So it's not even the same.
Plausible deniability.
And he won because they're like, well, yeah, look it. You got the tape. You don't have a 10-inch penis. That ain't the same guy that was on.
He's like, look, you brought this. This is your evidence.
Right.
You could see them back in the day, too, because they didn't have the tech we had. Somebody had to go get the measure and put it up on the screen. Like, yeah, nah, I did the math. It's about 6.5 here. I don't know, guys. It's not.
That's not Hulk Hogan. That's
Terry Bollea.
Terry.
but he won, and Gawker shut down because.
Yeah, see, Hulk he was Hogan seeking $100 million.
That's some stupid amount, too. Does it say in there what he got?
It's stupid.
It didn't say what he got. I didn't see it in this article.
It's stupid.
It's crazy.
But, I mean, it's...
So, let's just recap real quick just on that part, and then we can get into the greatness, right? So, in today's era, his tape was on OnlyFans. His conversation was on Twitter/X Spaces.
He got $31 million. Cash settlement.
All right, so listen to me, guys.
And just so you know, he won a $140 million judgment. That's why they had to shut down. Like, he asked for 100, and they were like, oh, we're going to give you 140. And they were like, yo, we don't, like, what? We're going to shut down. And he was like, cool, shut down and give me $13 million, and we're good. Get out of here.
Yo, there are some names and legacies that you do not play with, okay? And clearly, this guy has the right legal team, and legal counsel around him that made that a big W. Mm-hmm. Big W. Because I can tell you, in this climate, people like Tasha K, they're barely getting, you know, like, yeah, Cardi B sued her and she won some money, but if they don't got it, they don't get it.
Right.
Gawker had it, and he got it.
Well, they didn't have it. They didn't have $140 million. That's why they just...
No, I'm talking about, so he got his 30, like, and they closed the doors.
Right. He's like, I'm taking everything. How's that? And then you're done. Bye. Like,
bye-bye.
See you
wow.
later. And I think that his lawyer is this Vince McMahon's lawyer, because Vince McMahon's got... If you go back,
if you guys have ever watched Dark Side of the Ring, I don't know if you've watched Dark Side of the Ring.
I have watched. I just saw.
Dark Side of the Ring is dope. It like gets into all the back.
Yeah, all the behind the scenes stuff.
All the dirty shit that happened, right? The steroid... Watch the episode on the steroid scandal and how they like tried to get Hulk Hogan in court for that. Hogan has beaten court cases all the way back to when they were trying to take him to court for that. They tried to get him to testify against Vince McMahon. And
he did a hell of a scrub job, too, because like all of these websites that supposedly have the sound from the thing, they don't have it anymore.
No, because once they got that web, that
are you going to play a tape that just cost Gawker $140 million?
Oh, they got, you know where they have it? On SoundCloud. SoundCloud, you know what? Hey, Terry. I just want 5%, bro. You out here getting 30 mil. I just want a cool 5. Just a cool 5. I will sit here all day and look up everybody. I'll make you a hit list, Terry. Let's make this happen, bro.
I don't even need that. Give me a quarter of a mil and we're good. I got you.
Nah, Terry, you don't understand. Our services is worth your 5%.
This is true.
No one will ever speak on Terry 6.5 inches ever again.
Right.
I'm saying. But, I mean,
Hogan's 10? We'll protect that too.
Right. Hogan's 10.
So it gets to the point where, I don't know, if Brooke was effing black guy's son, well, they've been hanging out. I caught them holding each other's hand on the tour. They were getting close to kind of inaudible. I'm not a double standard type of guy. I'm a racist to a point, you know, effing, yeah, da 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 da. But then when it comes to nice people, da 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 da, redacted. So that's basically like the little choppy thing they put up.
But that's kind of like, and I feel like, so here's the thing. Aren't we all like that? To a point, we all have a little bit of, and I don't even think racist is the right term. It's prejudice. Because a racist, like, and that's the thing. We don't understand words and terminology, what the words mean, right? Because a racist person thinks my race is better than you. than your race. My race is a superior race. And we all have a little bit of prejudice.
I admit it. There's times when I'm in a situation and a certain person will walk by me
and I hold my shit a little bit closer. I'm like, oh, trust this. Yeah.
You look sketchy. Hey, I don't know if y'all... Like, I'm tired of this. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, what I just read is... I've heard this, the equivalent of this with black people in my family and you bring the white... Like, they put this in movies, guys. They put this in black cinema and they make jokes about white people coming to the cookout. So, like, what are we talking about? Now, I know that, like, when they put it into a movie, they make it all sweet for you. But take the sweetness off and think about the actual cookout. Mm-hmm. And they be like, who is this white boy?
Mm-hmm.
The saltine, who is this? Like, you know what they say.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, let's, like, stop, guys. Like, let's just stop. Let's just stop. Like, this is corny. Because, like, I'm going to tell you the truth. Like, let's just flip it. Like, if my brown daughter came home and the equivalent of, you know, the hard R in the white community, and that's what she bring, like, the mullet boy home, all of that. I'm like, who is this nigga that you got?
I can see that. Your girl comes back with this dude with a mullet, chewing on a corn stalk in a pair of overalls.
Bro, Bud Light, like, what the is going on? Who is this white boy in my house? So I don't know why y'all fronting, bro. Like, stop. Maybe that's not you. But no, it's me. It's definitely me.
Here's the thing. I feel
No, let's go deeper. I'm just going to take y'all a little bit deeper.
I feel like the people that are black and white are the people that would be.
Let's not even do black and white. You bring home not the engineer Asian boy, but the one that's covered. I'm like, who is this Yakuza nigga you got in my house? Like, come here, Jackie Chan. We're going to talk about this.
Yeah.
Let's stop. Please, let's stop. We have to stop and just be real. I read it. I feel uncomfortable reading it still now. But I'm not unrealistic enough to not realize it's just words. It's sticks and stones. And he hasn't used his power to stop any of his brothers from wrestling. You've never heard a case of him discriminating against anybody in the wrestling arena. And the people that wanted to try to play that game conveniently tried to play it when something else came out, but they had plenty of time to, like, Mark Henry and everybody want to try to co-sign or play the game. Like, well, where was that energy when he was active?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you hiding behind the guise of something that's iron, you felt was iron proof enough for you to tag onto?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't like the bandwagon. So I feel like if you're going to say something about somebody, and if it happened in a time, let me come to 15 years later after something else comes up that you want to try to pop up now. Like, shut up. We're not doing this victim limbo line, guys. Like, let the man live. I think it's great. I can never forget moments like Andre the Giant changed my life, man. Like, right, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like, let me pull that a little bit closer because this camera's a little, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is it right here, guys.
Right here. We were just talking about I get my Mega Powers shirt. This is the Mega Powers Explode. WrestleMania 5. Come on. Trump Plaza. WrestleMania 8.
Hulk Hogan has been
Pull that up. I want them to see that.
Hulk Hogan has been such a part of wrestling forever.
I'm going to take you a step further. Over here, this is autographed by Hulk Hogan, NWO t-shirt, NWO. And you all know what the NWO brought to wrestling. Like, you were a kid, you were all NWO, too sweet.
Don't front. Whatever. You can be upset at what he said, and I get it. You can be disappointed. But to hold it against him forever and act like he's the worst piece of trash, to me, it's too much. It's too much.
Nah. I'm just, I don't know.
Also, if you get...
I grew up in Boston, too, so, like...
He might have actually felt he had his hood card, though, because of that time when Booker T called him a nigga.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
I do remember that. That's a famous clip. You can pull that up anytime.
I got a meme that says...
You remember when, like, Booker T made that face afterwards, too? Like,
oh, it was so funny. He looked down like,
damn, I messed up. Oh. But none of y'all got mad when Booker T called him a nigga, though.
Right.
And that was an emotional moment. He was live on camera.
He was live on camera just in his emotion.
Hulk Hogan, we coming for you, nigga.
No. He should have got an acting award for that one. Because that man went deep
right
into his Booker T character.
Right. And just like, boom.
He coming for you, nigga.
Oh, I just say that? That's one of those memes. I got a meme.
And think about it, though. He says it, but it's okay that he said it because he's a black man, but no punishment.
Right.
I don't get these double standards anymore, man. Like, I'm not saying that it should be right for everybody to be, like, saying whatever, da-da-da-da. But words is... Y'all are fucking babies.
Right.
You're babies.
And this man, like I said, this man has done so much for the wrestling industry. And he's done a lot of things with black people. And when you talk to black people that personally know Hulk Hogan and have had a history with Hulk Hogan, not a single one of them ever had anything bad to say. He did No Holds Barred with Zeus, Tiny Lister, Debo from Friday. You ever heard him say, he wasn't like, oh, Hulk Hogan working with him was horrible. No, Hogan brought him in after they did the movie and was like, hey, you should come be a wrestler. Brought him in and wrestled for a little while. He wasn't good, but he gave him an opportunity. Gave him a chance. He gave him an opportunity to do it. And that probably helped him actually become Debo. You know what I mean? He was a little bit known in the industry because of that, because of Hulk Hogan. People don't think of that.
No, like they said, really don't.
Mr. T to me is the biggest one, because we all know how Mr. T was. And if you don't, look it up. Mr. T, Roddy Piper, didn't get along. I don't know that Piper was a racist, but Mr. T made it seem like he didn't like black people. Roddy Piper said, I didn't like him because he wasn't a wrestler and he was trying to get into our business.
Mm.
So I don't appreciate that.
Mm.
But T took it a little bit different. And
that dude rode with Hogan.
Hogan.
He rode with Hogan.
Notoriously known for that.
It wasn't just there. He was on Rocky. And Rocky 2 with Hogan. Like, they were boys. Like, when they were doing the Rocky movies and WrestleMania came up, he was... Mr. T was a part of WrestleMania 1 and WrestleMania 2 on the back of Hulk Hogan.
Mm.
That brought him along and helped. And that actually helped build Mr. T up, too. Mr. T was doing the A-team, but it took Mr. T to the next level when Hulk Hogan took him along for that ride with Rocky and WrestleMania. So... this is a guy who hasn't just been like, oh, he shit on black people his whole career. And you can say, oh, well, he held this person down, that person down. Hulk Hogan held everybody down at one point because he was the man and he had the keys to the Ferrari.
Correct.
It was just kind of what it was.
Correct. And it's like, yo, it's so crazy because, like, you have to think about how hard you had to dig into the crates for that one, because I would expect in the era that they came in, right? Best coke, best everything you could possibly get out there, da 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 da, and there's nothing else?
Right.
That's it?
That's it. One time, and you're like, no, he's this and that, and I get it. He did do a lot of things. There was a lot of booking things once he got, like, later in his career.
That's
the NWO, and listen, if you don't like Hogan for that reason, cool. I'm not even going to argue with you.
As a fan...
yeah, if you're like, I don't like him because he did this in the industry, he screwed this person over, he messed up this thing and that, fine. I'll give you that. But if your reason for not liking Hulk Hogan is because he said some racist shit, get over it. I'm sorry. Get over it. Move on. Go to the next one. Hate Ric Flair, because in Carolina, they have a saying, if you're old enough for hair, you're old enough for flair. And that should be way more concerning to you than Hulk Hogan being mad that some bum-ass rapper was banging his daughter and he called him the N-bomb. Like, fact. I'm just being real about it. And
I'm sure a lot of y'all are going to disagree. That's fine.
Right. You can disagree.
Sticks and stones.
Right. You can disagree. Call me names.
Call me names. We won't care.
Yep. You can comment underneath all the names you want to call me. I'll like it.
I'm sure when we chop this reel up, we're going to get some of that.
Oh, fact.
We're going to get some of that.
Yeah, but it is what it is. But I'm just being real with you. That's the whole thing. And if you don't like it, like it is what it is. And I don't like when people take things and make it to an extreme when it doesn't need to be there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, this man built a legacy that, as for me, I'm a Hulkamaniac because that was what brought me into wrestling. Hulk Hogan winning that title made it great for me. And then that cartoon came out, Rockin' Wrestling. And Hulk Hogan was hanging with the Junkyard Dog, Hillbilly Jim, and Mr. T. Like, this is great. Hogan's hanging with Mr. T. And I loved Mr. T as a kid. I wanted to be B.A. Baracus in the A-team. Put me in that black van and let me go shoot up places.
As the blonde-haired, muscular, famous white man, he didn't have to do that.
Right.
So it's like he wanted to. When you have a certain level of wealth and you're around certain people, it's because you want it to be.
Right. Fact.
You're not in the company of any... when you hit a certain bracket, you are not in the company of anybody you don't feel like being. They're not like our broke asses. I'm sorry. It's just the truth. So when you see people of that level of caliber of money and all of that stuff, like, you know, as far as finance is considered, they're in spaces with the people they want to be. When he's at Rocky movies, hanging, because like, but again, there's going to be some niggas I like, there's going to be some niggas I don't.
Right.
There's going to be some white people I like, and there's going to be some white trash I don't.
Yep.
And I name them accordingly.
Right.
I do. I do. Me. I do this.
But I feel like we all do. I don't care how woke you are, how politically correct you are. You do it.
Nah, they tell me no. There's literally people. There's literally people like, no. But what they can't deny is that their brain has never done it.
Right. You just don't say it out loud because of whatever reason. Whether you're afraid, whether you just don't think it's right, whatever. But you think it. It's in your mind.
Well, let me tell you one of the weirdest ones. The ones, the liberals and the lefties that say, and again, I take no party affiliation, but I definitely think it's weirder when I hear from the liberals and the lefties, I don't see color. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like,
right.
Huh? Right. I see you. You see me. Yeah. It's okay. To say I don't see color is the most dismissive. I get what you're trying to say.
But you're saying it wrong.
But steep it in reality. Yeah. Steep it in reality. We see color. What the fuck are you talking about? Yeah. Like, don't give me some reading rainbow jargon that you're trying to LeVar Burton me right now. Like, oh, let's read the book together because LeVar's a G. But again, like, just keep it real. Reading rainbow, we see the colors in the rainbow. So, like, just keep it real. Like, say I am a flawed human. I have crazy thoughts like anybody else. Yes, there's some preconditioned shit that comes into us from society. I work the best I can to maintain that, but I'm not perfect, and I can't be expecting perfection from anybody else.
Right.
Stop it.
What's that?
Grow up.
It's easy enough.
Hey, real quick. While we're talking about all this crazy stuff, man, I was just reading this that, you know, for some of my gamers out there, too, WWE 2K24 has been announced, and they're doing cover variants this more to honor the 40 years of WrestleMania. So be on the lookout for that. It's really cool.
I have a picture of it.
I'll send it to you so you can put that cover up there. And there's three different covers. Like, one is Cody Rhodes. Another one has Bianca Belair.
Yes.
And Rhea Ripley. And then the Ultimate Edition, it has 40 years of WrestleMania.
It's got everybody, like a bunch of people from
to celebrate the 40 years of WrestleMania, the game will feature a 2K showcase of the Immortals mode that allows players to relive some of the event's most iconic moments. Elsewhere, there will be My Rise, My GM, and My Faction challenges, in addition to a stacked roster of current and legendary superstars. The game will also be available for all major consoles. So be on the lookout for that, all my gaming community out there.
I have to get a crossover when that comes out, and I have to go on to Nick Missos show once
absolutely.
He's up and
we're definitely gonna have to do that. We need to have like a team rumble match or something like that.
Oh, I'm in.
Yeah,
I'm
we're
in.
Definitely gonna figure that one
I'm
out.
Absolutely in. But so again, 40 years of WrestleMania, it's not a coincidence, in case you guys didn't realize, it's not a coincidence that 40 years of WrestleMania happens with 40 years of Hulkamania.
Correct.
Because Hulkamania started it all.
Started
WrestleMania
everything.
Was built for that. And Hogan went through it all. This guy, let's get on the other side of it. Because we, I think we've
done that. We got that. Yeah, yeah. That. See you later,
let's
guys.
Let's talk about all the other stuff.
Let's talk about the greatness.
He comes in. He holds this title for 4 years. We see the whole thing with Andre the Giant, which was one of the biggest things ever. He slams Andre the Giant in Detroit at the Silverdome. And record crowd. Biggest crowd in wrestling history at that show, which
might have been, numbers might have been fudged a little bit.
You know the game, you know the game, a little inflation.
Facts. But listen, he went through all that, and then
you have the steroid scandal.
Yeah, that was the other scandal, but let's fast forward now. 2024, right? We're here, right? Who the fuck gives a, who cares?
Right.
Shut up!
You know the craziest thing about me with the steroid scandal?
And I want you to look at me in the eyes.
Look.
Right?
Look.
It is professional wrestling. It's scripted. We know who's going to win.
Roids is your issue?
I don't care how many steroids. It's not a performance-enhancing drug.
That's their balls they got to worry about.
It's not real.
Yeah.
It's real. When I say it's not real, they're really okay. You've got to be an athlete. But yeah, you didn't beat me because you took steroids.
Correct.
Like, you beat me because the writer wrote that you were winning. I could be on no steroids. You could be the biggest guy in the world. And I'm like Rey Mysterio Jr. beating you and turning people off of wrestling because you're like, man, this isn't believable. So steroids didn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
That was a witch hunt of them just trying to find someone to go after.
Here we go. Y'all ready? Y'all ready? Baseball was better on roids. I'm done. My bad.
Like, if you really look into the steroid scandal,
guys.
When you look at the steroid scandal, how it happened, right? They went after this doctor that they found out that they were looking into, right?
I know, yep. And he was on the list of clients.
It wasn't even that he was on the list of clients. There was a picture in his office. So this guy was the back then,
even though wrestling is scripted,
okay,
you had to have, you had to go through the sports commission in every state,
yep,
right?
Yeah.
So if you're doing a show in Pennsylvania, you got to go through the sports commission, and they require that you have a doctor on staff at the event in case something happens, okay, right?
Yep.
So you have to have a doctor on staff. He was the doctor on staff in Pennsylvania. So whenever they were in Pennsylvania, he was the guy that was there.
Yep.
And he happened to be a guy that was dealing with performance-enhancing drugs.
Hey, guys.
And he'd come back and show up in the back and have a briefcase he'd open up and say, hey, guys, what do you want?
Yeah. Hey, guys, it's wrestling. I don't care.
Right. It didn't matter.
You love seeing these Goliaths run around and wrestle. You think everybody's getting, like, you think everybody's genetics is just making that happen all the time? Like,
right.
You guys have been unreasonable. Like, we knew that this was a thing before it was put out into the public, just like we knew it was in baseball. We knew it was. We just knew. We knew. And the reason why we as the public stayed quiet until the commissioner, somebody said something, is because we enjoyed all those home runs. We enjoyed all the big slams. We enjoyed all the massive, crazy. Do you understand the recovery time these guys was having? Because they were on roids, they were able to bounce back faster.
Right.
Like, these guys couldn't have gave you the quality of shows over the expanse of time that they gave you regular. I'm just telling the truth. And it's happening. Like, I don't care what you're saying. I'm not trying to smear nobody, da 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 da. But it's still prevalent.
Oh, yeah.
So stop it, guys. Whether it's TRT, you know, testosterone replacement therapy, whatever. They found all kind of loophole. It's out there, man. We talking about picograms and all this shit with John Jones, Bones Jones, and the UFC. Like, I don't care, guys. Have fun. It's there. Like, to me, I'm trying to understand what is the point in even policing that.
Yeah. Like, but especially if it's not in a competition.
But listen to me.
If everyone's doing it.
Even in competition, if it's regulated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care. If it's regulated, if you have a doctor, if everything's moderation. So if it's regulated, set up with physicians, done the proper way, you've mitigated all the risks, the player signs off on it. It's no different than the player signing off and they're going to get CTE in football.
Right.
They're making that choice contractually. It's almost like the public wants to cry for what the players choose. Have y'all seen LeBron's toes, bro? Them toes is throwing gang signs, bro. He chose that life.
Right.
Let them choose their life, bro.
Right.
Mind your business. But again, back to the cool stuff. Like, man, February 5th, 1988 still holds the American television viewership record for wrestling with a 15.2 Nielsen rating and 33 million viewers.
Is that nuts?
Little gas, but I don't know. Back then, maybe 33 million viewers is crazy.
They didn't really, gas up viewers. It was more of the live totals.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? Cause they'll include like all of their staff, like everyone that they bring is included in their attendance. So they're like, oh, you need how many more people? Well, guess what? We brought 2,500 people in our crew and staff and everybody and family and friends. So them too.
So they asked those, but those are real
Nielsen numbers.
Yeah. So how did you feel when he went into the Hollywood Hulk Hogan era?
It was wild. Like, I remember that day.
It was
day.
Wild, right?
Yeah, I remember that day when it happened. Like, that was one of those days that, I mean, it was nuts. It was absolutely nuts. And anyone that was there for that, anyone that watched that live, it was a moment that you'll never forget. The NWO show, they're not even the NWO yet. They're the Outsiders. It's Hall and Nash.
Yes, yep.
And they're beating everybody up, and they finally get this match. And now, you have to understand this, especially if, let me break this down. If you're a young fan and you've never taken the time to go back and watch it, which I do it. This was a point where wrestling was making a little bit more of a change. So we were in the Attitude Era, right? And WCW said, we're going to take the Attitude Era and tweak it into like a reality era. Mm-hmm. And we're going to blur mm-hmm. the lines between mm-hmm. what's fake and what's real.
Yep.
Right.
I remember this.
So, you didn't know, and especially the way they presented Hall and Nash when they came over.
Yeah, for right? facts.
They were presented as these, we didn't know that they left WWE mm-hmm. at the time, right? So it was kind of like, whoa, what's going on? These guys are from WWE. Why are they here? We didn't have the internet like we do now where you can just run online and find out exactly what's happening.
Yeah, yep.
So we're like, oh my God, these are WWE guys. Why are they here? And they go by their real names. And they're like, oh, you know where we're from. And you know why we're here.
Yep.
So you're like, oh shit, these guys are trying to take over. And he talks about their friend, their third friend that's with him. Now, here's the crazy part about it. I don't know if you know this, but it wasn't supposed to be Hogan at first.
Oh, who was it supposed to be?
There was talk about Sting. There was talk about a bunch of different people.
Oh, no, I'm glad it worked out the way it did.
There was talk about a bunch of different people coming in. I can't
even see it any other way now.
Hogan saw it and said, no, that's me. That's I want me. That. And they were like, really?
This thing wouldn't have worked. The Hogan, yeah, that was it. That was smart. Yeah. That was very smart.
Yeah, was it? Look what it did.
Correct.
We still have Bullet Club, we were talking about, who's paying homage to NWO. Here we are, what, 30 years later? And we're paying homage to NWO with Bullet Club doing their thing because of how great that was. That moment when Hogan came out and everybody thought that Hulk Hogan was going to help Sting, Macho Man, and the Bulldog. And instead, he ripped his shirt off and dropped the leg on Macho Man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people's hearts, like, your heart just dropped to your stomach.
Yeah.
Because you were like,
my
hero.
Yes.
Like, I don't care how much you hate Hogan now. You didn't hate Hogan then. When you were a kid, you didn't hate Hogan.
No.
He was the hero.
He was it.
So to see Hogan rip his shirt off and drop a leg, like, your whole childhood just, like, crushed. Completely crushed. This guy that's been like the American hero that's told you to train, say your prayers, eat your vitamins. You always, you know, Hulkamania forever. I love my fans and this. And all of a sudden he's spitting at the fans, dropping a leg, calling everyone, telling everyone how horrible you are, spray painting the belt. It was nuts. Just the amount of trash. You look at the amount of trash that was thrown in that ring. It was insane. Going back and watching it to this day, like, whoa, people were so mad.
Yeah.
The emotion that brought.
Yeah.
And that tells you how big of an icon Hulk Hogan was to the sport to cause that type of reaction from so many people that just, it sent waves to the wrestling industry.
Yeah.
It, again, changed the course of wrestling.
It did.
For the second time, Hogan changes the course of wrestling.
I mean, he did it more than twice. He's done it a bunch of times.
Oh, like, yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, even now, like, again, as we're coming up on WrestleMania and Hulkamania, we cannot deny it.
Right.
They're symbiotic. You can't separate the two. I don't care how hard you try.
You can't. And if you try to, it dilutes everything that's there because none of this would be what it is. None of it would be what it is if it wasn't for Hulk Hogan.
It's crazy.
We wouldn't have the Monday Night Wars. The Monday Night Wars never happen if Hulk Hogan isn't the third man.
Yeah.
No one cares if it's Sting. Whatever.
No, yeah, Sting is huge, but it wouldn't have hit. It wouldn't have hit not the way like it Hulk is. Hogan. Especially because Sting is a quiet character.
Right.
It's all about the mystique. You needed that Hollywood Hulk Hogan attitude. Well,
Sting before that was louder.
Like, yeah, but he's not Hulk. Sting. But he's not Hulk.
Right. He was the icon of WCW.
Yeah.
But not so much anymore because Hogan was there now.
Correct.
And it was like, we got the icon and he's here now. We got the big, you didn't bring.
I remember that feeling, that shift.
Right.
Where it was like, Sting was doing this, Hulk came back and he kind of like, he still was rising, but it was just like, you got this big ass rocket next to you.
Right. Right. Well, guess you're like second fiddle now.
Correct.
And we don't care about Sting versus Flair anymore. Now it's Hogan versus Flair.
Yeah, correct. Correct.
And so it would have never hit the same. We wouldn't have the Monday Night War like we did. WCW would have never skyrocketed if Hogan did it. So Hogan skyrocketed WWE and WCW. Sure, he sank TNA later with his horrible booking and being in control of things. But that's after, think about, first off, you have to have an ego to be a professional wrestler. You have to think you're the shit.
Oh, of course. It's like any other athlete. Yeah, absolutely.
So you have this huge ego. And then you launch the sport into a completely new stratosphere. And then
let me explain how much
you do it again a decade later.
Let me explain how much he was loved. Oh, man, guys. On television, announcers explained that both Hogan's injuries and his WrestleMania loss to the Warrior took such a huge toll on his fighting spirit that he wanted to retire. You know why he didn't? Because viewers were asked on national TV now to write letters to Hogan and send him postcards asking for his return.
I remember that. Yep.
You understand? Like how much you meant in an era of young people's lives for that to be the thing. I mean, this is before social media. You had to physically write a letter and mail it in, and he got inundated with soap. So forget your inbox. Imagine your mailbox with 10,000 messages in it. And you have to sit there, and then you felt like you might not have had it after an injury and said, I'm coming back, and then gave us bodies of work after that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how we can't appreciate that.
Right. Seriously. And I get it. train, say your prayers, and eat your vitamins. It's different. His vitamins were steroids. Whatever.
Who cares?
Take your vitamins.
Whatever. Who cares?
You'll be big and strong like Hulk Hogan. If you take the vitamins, just take it.
But I want to go into the whole the steroid thing. We were talking about that.
Yes.
One of the funniest quotes from that Dark Side of the Ring when they talk is the lawyer, Vince McMahon's personal lawyer, who was Hogan's lawyer as well. He says, someone asked him, like Hulk Hogan didn't have to, like he won and didn't have to take the stand
yep.
against Vince McMahon. And people went, he says, people came up to me and asked me, you got Hulk Hogan off of from having to testify against Vince McMahon. And Oliver North didn't get off of having to testify. Ronald Reagan didn't get off of having to testify against Oliver North. How the hell did that happen? And this dude's answer was, well, maybe Ronald Reagan had the wrong lawyer.
I mean, yeah.
And Gawker thought this was the guy that you want to have to go to court against.
I don't know. Yeah.
But Hogan just did so much. So much this guy has done through his career, from TV shows to movies. Remember, what was the movie that he was in? Mr. Nanny. Remember Mr. Nanny?
Yes. Yeah. I was just reading about this, too.
That's funny.
Let me find that quote. No, because it was a funny-ass line. I just went over. Hold on. Let me find it.
From Mr. Nanny?
Yes.
He did everything. He was the first Hollywood wrestler. Like, he was, before The Rock was in movies and Cena was in movies, you know how those doors were open? Hulk Hogan.
There it is. Yeah, 93. It's crazy. In a comedy film. And you know what threw him on the scene after, you know, again, it was that him being at the Rocky movie with Mr. T and everybody, and that blew him up and gave him other opportunities. So, like, when we look at The Rocks and everybody, and we're talking about all these movies and everything, like, again, Hulk Hogan, in a lot of ways, Roddy Piper, they paved those roads. This is not new. This is not a new formula. The Rock being a movie star is something that's been happening throughout the WWE, WWF, whatever, WCW, all of those things, that universe for a long time. So, but again, he's one of the pioneers. He's one of the huge pioneers. They was even talking about an interview that he did on a TV show, a late night TV show, and they had Lou Ferrigno there, the Hulk. The original TV Hulk. And they were talking about like how massive he was comparative to Lou Ferrigno. Like, you know, Lou's not right. a small guy.
Not at all.
Not at all. But you can make things look larger than they are on camera, but you also can't hide it when you have another massive, real massive person around. So
Right. I want a side note on that because we're talking about Lou Ferrigno.
Yes.
So
fun fact.
I guess it would be like a second cousin.
Yep.
Your father's cousin.
Really?
His name is Manny Perry.
Uh-huh.
Manny Perry was a Hollywood stunt guy.
Yep.
He now runs stunts in Hollywood.
Like if you look up, like go to the Fast and the Furious
yep.
and look at stunts, he was in charge of all, he's like the guy that's in charge wow. of all the stunts.
That's
like,
dope.
That's what he does. But Manny Perry was a bodybuilder from Wareham.
Like really?
Carver, he's from here. He's my family. He was the Incredible, he was Lou Ferrigno's stunt double in The Incredible Hulk.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
In the show?
Yeah.
Nice.
So, like, if you go back and look.
And look,
like,
you'll see him in there.
I'll find a picture. I have a picture that I'll show you of Manny next to Lou Ferrigno and holding up dude that plays Bruce Banner.
He was in the Gremlins, too?
Who?
Hulk. On IMDb, he has a credit for being in Gremlins 2, The New Batch.
I think so. I think he had a cameo on that. Because then he was so huge that everybody wanted Hogan in a cameo. If you get Hogan in a cameo in your movie, it's great because everybody knows Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, that's wild.
Like, he was the first big known wrestler. Everybody knew Hulk Hogan. It wasn't just like wrestling fans knew Hulk Hogan. To this day, even if you don't know wrestling, you know who Hulk Hogan is.
No matter how you feel about him, you know Hulk Hogan.
You can't see anybody tear a shirt without having a Hulk Hogan reference.
Right.
You can't.
Right. Like, he transcends the sport and everything, like, and the character. I'm not talking about Terry Bollea. And even on that, it's funny because they do anything. I just watched a video the other day, and it was Hulk Hogan comes to his son's aid during a DUI.
I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah, right. It ended up shared in that group.
Yeah.
Did you watch the video?
I did.
He didn't come to his aid.
No, he didn't.
He was like pissed. He showed up like, what?
Yeah, like, what are you guys doing?
He's like, I left him like an hour and 2 hours ago, and he wasn't drinking all night long. I literally sat right next to him. He said he wasn't drinking, and so he just must have done a bunch of shots after I left 2 hours ago.
Yep.
I look at his friends. They're all drunk.
But it's also weird. It's like, okay, let's just, I'm a dad. Like, who are these people talking about this? Because, like, if I can get my kid legally, diplomatically, out of a situation, what? Why would I not do that?
Right. And on top of it, he didn't really try that. He just asked, like, all right, so what are we going to do?
Yeah, correct.
And he's like, oh, he's going to go down. All right, so he's going to wait 8 hours?
Correct.
And he looks over at the other kids that were yelling. He's like, if I were you, I'd arrest all of them.
Yeah.
He was not trying to get anybody out of anything.
Anything.
He was just kind of pissed off that he got called out at 3 a.m. to go drive to pick up his, to find out what was going on with his drunk son who was now getting arrested and all his friends were drunk.
Correct. And you got all this stuff that already circulates around your life. So.
Right.
So he already knew showing up was dragging him into something.
Right.
Absolutely.
So it's just wild. Like, I hope people can finally get over it. And I
do too. I just hope that, like, we can have some sobering reflection on this man's legacy and just take a minute to just enjoy this anniversary.
And even if you hate Hogan, if you hate Terry Bollea, let it go just for the fact of it's Hulk Hogan. Think of it like Christopher Reeves to Superman or Batman. You don't hate Batman because you hated someone that played Batman. You hate the guy that played Hulk Hogan. Great.
I mean, there has to be a statute of limitations on words, guys. Like, there has to be a statute
of limitations. But even if there isn't,
you got to let it go.
To me, it's, you can hate the guy.
Yeah.
But don't hate the character. Because Terry Bollea, I don't care about Terry Bollea personally.
He wasn't the one that did all of this to me. It wasn't that guy. It was his character. The way he portrayed on TV.
Because that's... And let's be real, wrestlers are like your personality turned up to a 12, right?
So Terry Bollea probably wouldn't have got me so excited.
He's not as wild and crazy and exciting
as Hulk Hogan.
No, people are forgetting they were listening to a father talk that has to deal. I don't think y'all understand. Like, if you aren't raising children, you have no idea the kind of fears. Some of your biggest insecurities. What I heard was a person that was extremely insecure and didn't know how to deal with his daughter dating, period. And on top of that, I don't know this nigga. So,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, right. I just let it go. Let it go. And if you can't, allow us who have to enjoy his legacy.
And let's think about this too. I want to say this. Think about where he lives. He's in Tampa.
Yeah.
There's some niggas in Tampa.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yo, people act like Hogan wasn't moving the way he was moving.
Right.
Like even back then, he was around the guys.
Yeah.
So I don't get it. I don't get it.
I get it. He didn't want his daughter around hood people.
And nobody does. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm from the nigga he was talking about. I'm that nigga. So, like.
He's like, that was me 10 years ago.
Let me explain something to y'all. My wife is brown. She could cook, but she's mixed. I met her mom. Her mom is the white mother. Okay? Her mom took me on a walk. The only woman ever in my life. Now, all these black girls I was around, I ain't mean none of their mom is the daddy wasn't around. Nobody gave a shit. All them girls. Doesn't matter. Even other races. This white mom took me on a walk and had to talk to me about her daughter. We literally walked the block of her house, right? And she basically told me, don't be a nigga. Like, she did it in the nicest way possible. Like, hey, man, you know, I see what kind of lifestyle you got going on. I just don't want my daughter in the mix. And this is coming from a white. She's also mixed, but she's a passable white woman. Okay. And I could have took that all kind of ways, but I know who I am.
Right, right.
I stole her. Right. You know what I mean? So it's like, good conversation. Great job, mom. You are talking to the right nigga. You definitely should have had a talk with me. So also some of it's about you being real with yourself. Like, I was the nigga for sure back then. So right. She needed to have that conversation with me. Right. I was a 2-time baby daddy already. You know, I'm very transparent about my lifestyle because I did so much work in the community. But her daughter didn't, you know, she came home to her white mother. She has no children. She's in college. And she's like, yeah, I'm messing with this boy from Boston. He got 2 baby mothers already, 3 kids. Older than me too. Like what? Her mother didn't bust her ass for all of that time. Da, 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 da. I don't care. She definitely like she now that's her mom. She doesn't swear or nothing like that. But in her head,
right?
You know she like she didn't say it this way, but I know what she was saying.
She's like, nigga, listen,
right?
This is my baby.
Yeah.
So I could give you plenty of examples in life, and I just want to enjoy this anniversary. I think we all are going to enjoy it. So, and I'm excited for it. Sean's got me back into the fold. I've definitely been keeping up with everything that I'm in a couple of wrestling groups now. You know what I'm saying? I'm in there trolling people already. So
hey, check it out. I got a shirt coming out next week.
Oh yes.
Hey, we're gonna go to a wrestling event, and we're gonna bring shirts.
You know I'm down.
You want a Smart Spot Monkeys and Super Kicks T-shirt? We're going to have them.
Hey,
T-shirts, hoodies, long sleeve shirts. We'll have them.
Correct. And we can make this a group affair. So sometimes when we announce, we'll try to give you enough leeway where we announce that we're going to be at an event. When we go to an event, meet us there.
Right.
You know, all the smarkies can join us.
Right. It'll be fun.
It'll be a good time. Absolutely. We'll be wild in the parking lot.
Real quick. So my man taught me what a spot monkey is, and I didn't realize how much this applies to other sports. I literally watched a guy on the NBA game the other day, and he was just literally in the corner, just standing there. I'm like, what is he doing? And literally in my head, I heard your voice like, he's a fucking spot monkey.
Standing there waiting for his spot.
He literally was just standing there. And then the guy went back, the announcer went back, and they ran the play over and was like, what is he doing? I was yelling at the screen like, he's a spot monkey.
That's awesome. That's great. That's awesome.
All right.
But so listen, there's tons of Hogan stuff online. Go look it up. I think this stuff on Peacock, I haven't really looked. I expect if there isn't, there will be tomorrow. There'll at least be something there. Check it out. I'm sure there's going to be stuff for sale. Because of the atmosphere, they'll probably keep it kind of quiet and low-key, which is stupid. But, I mean, whatever. It is what it is. And this week's Royal Rumble. So that too. So make sure you check out Royal
Rumble. So before we get out of here, is there anything that you want to tell people to look out for
going on this week?
Hey, man. Honestly, nah, man. Everything's moving smooth. I just want to say thank you to all the people who have been supporting. We've definitely been putting up some very funny and interesting shorts on our YouTube channel. Again, you'll catch us on Spotify and all of those things. But at the end of the year, we will be making some announcements about starting our own digital streaming provider platform for our Multiverse Podcast Network. So please be on the lookout for that. But other than that, man, we're just looking to have a great time, man. I appreciate, you know, Sean allowing me as a super rookie at this point, coming back onto the show as a recurring guest, and just, you know, catching up with the lingo, catching up with the vibes, man. Again, I'm just happy to be here, man. I'm happy to celebrate some legacy and have a great time. And it's an honor building with y'all. Like I said, you know, I always like, I'm going to be finishing my show with like, my tagline is going to be, it's an honor to get canceled with you because we have fun on here. So.
So, and for me, I'm going to say this week, watch the Rumble.
Yes.
It's one of my favorite shows. Yes, it's like that. It's that event that you don't have to be the biggest wrestling fan to get into. And if you're trying to get back into it, that's the show to get back in at. It starts the road to WrestleMania. There's going to be people showing up that you haven't seen in years. There's always, like, that's part of the thing. 30 guys are going to be in this thing. And there has to be that little, that nostalgia that, hey, look at so-and-so's back, that surprise. So look out for some surprises for that. Should be great. Other than that, next week, it's finally here. Next week, the Smarkies.
Ooh.
The fifth annual Smarky Awards. We're going to run down the good, the bad, the ugly, the horrible. We might get canceled giving out awards.
Yeah, for sure.
It'll be a good time, though, but make sure you tune in for that. I'm working right now on getting people that have been on the show in the past to present. Even if they're not going to be here live, we're gonna get them to present awards. We're working on all that. We'll see how that goes. But either way, we'll be here. I'm gonna be done up. I might actually wear a bow tie and everything.
Yo, we still need to get. So, you know, I'm ordering that. We're gonna order our little wrestling ring right here to go right on this little ottoman right here.
Ooh, I like it.
We need the wrestling ring there with all our favorite people in there.
I like it.
That'll be dope.
Yeah. So.
But I'll probably be in a suit and tie because I'm nuts like that. I wear a bow. It's an award show. You gotta be in a bow tie for an award.
Definitely. Listen,
yeah, I'm the host.
I'm gonna have a whole different setup for that too. Like, you're gonna be able to, like, when he's announcing an award, he's gonna be somewhere else, standing there, background, just like we do when we announce awards at different award shows. So we're gonna set it up real good in here. It'll still be in this space, but you'll get it.
It'll be dope. So make sure you check that out. Look out for that. Also, of course, there'll be reels.
Yes. We're
all over the place. So yes. Check us out everywhere. Follow me on X
at Sean Puff,
and everywhere else. We're everywhere. You want to give me a tag? What's your tag?
Man, listen, I'm Lonel Walker on Facebook. Just check me out there, man. I'm the only Lonel Walker really on there like that. So just check me out. The rest is just being focused on the multi Verse podcast. So if you
follow, can, like, share,
correct the over, YouTube over, channel, over. Spotify, everything you can just Google the Multiverse Podcast Network. You can't miss us, and just look out for all this great content we got coming.
And other than that,
that's a wrap.
So for Larnell, I'm Sean Puff.
For Hulk Hogan, I'm Sean Puff. This has been Smarks, Spot Monkeys, and Super Kicks.
Yeah.
What you gonna do, brother?
The Smarks in here, the Smarks in here, yeah. About to do before you do it.
Say what?
I telegraph your every move, but now you're just the coolest. Time to get into it. Moving to the music.
The smarks in here, the smarks in here. Yeah.
I'm a smart mark. Yeah, I'm a smarky smart. I wrestle talk with Ollie Davis over Hallmark cards.
We're pink cards.
Subject to change, reigning the superstars.
I got a love-hate relationship with pro wrestling.
I'm a smart mark. Yeah, I'm a smarky smart. I wrestle talk with Ollie Davis over Hallmark cards.
We're pink cards.
Subject to change, reigning the superstars.
I got a love-hate relationship with pro wrestling.
Here.
What are you all daring about?